On Istanbul's main high street, thousands of people protested against Turkey's nuclear energy program. The protest follows Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan's announcement last week that the country is forging ahead in its plan to build its nuclear plant. For this demonstrator, this stance causes disbelief and fear.
I don't understand why he's so stubborn. There is an ongoing disaster and he just doesn't care. This is unbelievable. This dangerous. In Chernobyl, many people became cancer, and I want my child to grow up in a natural and healthy environment.
Japan's recent disaster resonates strongly with many Turks. The country has first-hand experience of a nuclear disaster when the Chernobyl nuclear power station spewed radioactive fallout all over Turkey's Black Sea coast in 1986. The only advice people received then was to stay at home, along with the words of comfort from the then President Kenan Evren, that radiation is good for the bones. Turkey is located in one of the most active earthquake regions in the world, and more than 90% of the territory is prone to earthquakes. In 1999, the Istanbul region was hit by a powerful quake, killing 30,000 people. But Prime Minister Erdogan plays down the risks.
Olumsuz bir neticesi olabilir. Yani bunda olumsuz bir netice doğacak diye siz...
Sure, all investments can have negative outcomes, but you can't give up your investments just because there can be some negative outcomes, he said. We cannot say that there will be no earthquake. Sure, it can be, and our country is on a seismic zone, but we'll take all the precautions. But with leading nuclear users like Germany and China putting their own program on hold, criticism is growing over the Prime Minister's stance. Pina Akswan of the environmental group Greenpeace argues the disaster in Japan shows nuclear energy can never be truly safe.
There are three reasons that nuclear power plants are always fragile: for natural disasters, for human faults, and the mistakes that are made during their construction. So these three things can never be avoided. So it's very obvious that the whole world is rethinking about no more building nuclear plants. So the insistence of Turkey on building new plants, we find it not logical.
Still, Turkey is forging ahead with its nuclear plans by recommitting itself to building three nuclear reactors, with construction on the first starting as early as this April. The program seeks to bridge the country's growing energy gap, the result of its rapidly expanding economy. Turkish President Abdullah Gül, while voicing caution, says a nuclear program should continue.
Şu bir gerçek ki Türkiye enerjiyi dışarıdan ithal eden bir ülke.
It's a fact that Turkey imports energy from abroad, he says. I don't think it's right for Turkey to immediately give up on plans for nuclear energy at once. After the Japan incidents, these technologies should be reviewed and the contracts and groundwork to be carried in minute details. Experts say energy is seen as the Achilles heel because it currently imports nearly 95% of its oil and gas, with most of the imports coming from volatile regions like Iran and Iraq and the Caucasus. Reducing that dependency is seen as key both for security and economic reasons. The controversy over Turkey's nuclear energy program has now spread beyond its borders. Turkey's European Union neighbor, Greece, has reacted with alarm that Ankara is still continuing with its program. Turkey's first nuclear power station will be located on the Mediterranean coast, not far from its Greek islands, in Akkuyu. The Akkuyu site in particular is close to a fault line, as the government concedes. Small tremors are registered in the region almost daily, and a quake measuring 6.2 on the Richter scale struck the nearby city of Adana in 1998. Athens is calling on Turkey to follow EU nuclear energy guidelines that restrict the building of nuclear reactors in such vulnerable places. But Ankara, although it's an EU candidate, has dismissed the call, saying it's not bound by the guidelines as it's not a member. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.